This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
In this next story, we visit a new art space in downtown Kansas City, Kansas, that's trying to bring the community together. The Epic Art Studio opened a year and a half ago and offers residents and local students the opportunity to dig their hands into the art of ceramics. Sylvia recently stopped by a class for students from the Kansas State School for the Blind.
In recent years, this cheery little storefront in Strawberry Hill housed a barbecue joint and then a Colombian restaurant. But now it's a neat studio with concrete floors, long tables and stools, and exposed brick walls lined with shelves. And what's cooking is clay.
Well, we'll just flip a couple of these over and then put the little rails up.
And then roll it up.
Then roll it out. Yeah, and if you can do a couple of them, then just cover it with plastic.
This studio is Steve Curtis's brainchild. He's asking 19-year-old Mitchell Emerson to knead and wrap up some clay to be used by the class later.
Yeah, you can roll out that one first. And you can help him, all right?
I don't know what I'm doing, but sure.
Six young people are here this afternoon from the School for the Blind. They're taking this class as part of the school's art club. 20-year-old Haley Linnell is examining the multi-toned glaze on the two halves of a giant walnut that she finished last week. She pulls out a slip of paper that goes between the halves, like a fortune cookie.
It'll set kind of like this.
Yeah.
We'll just slide it through, all the way through, because it's for a contest. The judges can pull it out and read the braille.
And what does it say?
I predict you will go nuts for this nut.
The students here have varying levels of eyesight. Like, Haley can see some. But they all enjoy working with clay because it's a tactile art.
When we all come over here, it's like our creativity comes alive.
Steve, come look at my me.
Look at your me?
Yeah.
16-year-old Matt Mitchell has made a geometric sculpture out of the letters of his name. He's an enthusiastic artist, poet, and irrepressible joke teller.
What did the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup say to the M&Ms? I come in pieces.
Ha!
Matt says he particularly likes ceramics because the clay feels like an extension of himself.
I just get some clay and knock it around. I just squish it into a ball and it was, a clam.
Steve Curtis says he's inspired by the inventiveness of the kids here. He's a community organizer for Community Housing of Wyandotte County and a photographer. So besides learning ceramics, he said he had to learn to think differently to teach this class.
I've always thought in terms of tones and colors and things like that, and most of them don't relate to those issues very well, you know. So their question is more about texture, what things feel like, what they represent, maybe what they taste like. So you can talk about colors as being an orange, tastes like an orange, a lime tastes like a lime. And it's not a direct relation, but it's a story you start building. And over time, they kind of figure out what works for them, you know.
It took some creative thinking to imagine this studio. Community Housing owned the property, which had been vacant for 4 years. And Curtis had long been interested in promoting the arts in Wyandotte County.
It seems like the solution is always to put in some sort of a gallery or something, but that's not really what the kids need. And most of the parents don't really understand the gallery either. What is it all about?
He wanted something more participatory. It just so happened that the folks at Accessible Arts, who run arts programs at the School for the Blind, among other places, were looking for a place to store a kiln and pottery equipment that they couldn't use at the school anymore.
And I said, well, it sounds like you have enough to make this live. Why don't we try to make it live for the kids in the neighborhood? And the whole idea is accessibility to kids, particularly kids with disabilities, but also to seniors, to adults, and to kids with economically at risk and different backgrounds like that.
Community Housing initially offered the property rent-free. The nonprofit Greater Kansas City List kicked in a few $1,000s to pay utilities, and dozens of volunteers stripped off inches of grease and renovated the space with practically no budget. Besides this class for visually impaired students, the studio offers classes to other local schools, as well as seniors, teenagers, and other community members. And occasionally, all these folks get to know each other, according to Aaron Kelly, activities coordinator for the Kansas State School for the Blind.
A few times when we've been here, there's been other kids from the community in, so it gives them a chance to meet new people, make new friends.
Let me see one of your hands, Marcus. Okay. Yeah, keep it in a fist. Good.
Matt Mitchell has been taking this class since the fall, but his classmate Marcus Sleep just started. So Matt helps Marcus make a punch pot, molding the clay around his fist.
Okay, so now, once we get it kind of soft, what you do is you want to flatten it just a little bit. So kind of just with your fist or with like the palm, the butt of your hand. That looks really good. You want to see what Steve thinks of it?
Hey, Steve, check this out.
Would you get it, Marcus?
Some of the students here are in their transition year, where they live in an apartment on campus before moving out on their own. They like to make some utilitarian pieces that they can cook or microwave in, and they'll mark pots with certain textures to help them identify what's what. But for Matt Mitchell, it's more about the creativity.
I just love art because I've had a lot of trouble in my life, I guess. I take blindness as a blessing, but... So I think that just helps me to express kind of some of those frustrations.
Matt's classmate Mitchell Emerson wears glasses. He says the world often looks like a blurry television to him. But Mitchell says Matt inspires him.
I guess I just think, you know, for someone who can't see as well, who can't read when I can read, and how they can come up with so many things and they can't even see that. I guess anyone can really come up with anything.
Maybe that's the idea behind Epic Arts. Anything is possible when community members meet on common ground.
If you can't listen to all of KC Currents today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.